Last year, Idaho Governor Butch Otter vetoed a bill that would have made it legal for children with severe epilepsy to use a treatment that comes from marijuana. In doing that, he also set state money aside to create a program for some of those children to access a similar experimental treatment being developed by a pharmaceutical company. 10 months later, a few families have begun using the experimental drug. Adam Cotterell looks at who has access and who doesn't.
Identical twins Claire and Julia Gambassi are watching TV in their Boise living room. You'd never guess the girls are 13. They're the size of kids half their age, and the show they're watching is for preschoolers. The girls have CFC, a rare disorder that affects their physical and cognitive development and is potentially fatal. A month ago, Claire started taking an experimental drug to control seizures.
I think it says it's got a strawberry flavor.
The girl's mom, Sarah, opens a box labeled Epidiolex and pulls out two small bottles of liquid and a syringe. Claire gets the medicine through her feeding tube. Her sister Julia isn't taking the Epidiolex, even though she has the same disorder. Their dad, Ron, says they didn't sign Julia up because her seizures aren't as bad.
And we thought, you know, there's only going to be a limited number of kids. And if there are other kids who had really severe seizures like Claire, we felt that it just made good sense that those kids would get the Epidiolex before Julia.
The company developing Epidiolex starts with the cannabis plant and extracts a substance called CBD. That oil that Idaho lawmakers wanted to make available last year also has CBD. The company argues Epidiolex is better than the CBD oil extracted by growers because in the pharmaceutical process, they get rid of everything but the CBD molecule. The oil has other stuff from the plant as well. Its proponents say that stuff might have benefits too. The oil is legally available in 4/5 of states, but not Idaho because of Otter's veto. But some Idahoans can get the more controlled Epidiolex through the FDA's Expanded Access or Compassionate Use program that Otter set money aside for. It's too soon to know if the drug will help Claire Gambassi, but her parents say they've seen some encouraging signs.
Every time we try new medicine for Claire or for her sister, we never think this is going to be the one that fixes everything. We just think we're going to try something new and it might work and it might not work. So we're not betting everything on it. We're just hopeful.
In another Boise living room, 2-year-old Owen Watson is doing what 2-year-olds do. He's running around, getting into everything.
Can we put those back, please? Ouchie, ouchie.
Owen has a form of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome. His mom, Austin Watson, says they wanted to apply to get Epidiolex, so they asked their neurologists to look into the program.
So they got the requirements. They called and said, Owen doesn't qualify. I said, what? Yeah, he doesn't qualify. Okay, tell me why. Why couldn't he possibly qualify?
Watson says Owen has about 3 long-lasting full-body seizures a month. He needed 4 to qualify. Like most kids with Dravet, Owen mostly has what are called myoclonic seizures.
And those are the ones he's having right now.
I see him have one of these every few minutes in the hour I'm at his house. He'll be playing, and suddenly his upper body jerks backwards like an invisible hand shoved him hard in the chest. Then, just when it looks like he'll hit the floor, he jerks back upright. Then he looks dazed for several seconds.
Are you starting to feel a little better?
No.
No?
No.
He's 2, so everything is no.
Though he seems like a pretty typical kid, Austin Watson says the seizures are starting to impair Owen's cognitive and physical development. She's angry that these frequent smaller seizures don't count in applying for the Epidiolex program because Dravet is one of the conditions responding best to Epidiolex. Alicia Figueroa directs Idaho's Governor's Office of Drug Policy. This time last year, she spoke out against CBD oil and promoted Epidiolex as an alternative.
My understanding is that at this point, there have only been 4 people that have not qualified. So we are almost right on track with the prediction that we had of about 25 kids that would need this.
Those 4 who have not qualified don't include Owen Watson or Julia Gambassi or others who might have benefited, but whose parents did not sign them up for a variety of reasons. The Gambassis are grateful for the chance to try Epidiolex on one of their daughters, and Austin Watson is glad the state is doing the program. But both families think CBD oil should also be available. Figueroa says the governor will only support marijuana-based treatments that go through the FDA approval process. Senator Kurt McKenzie, who introduced the bill to allow CBD oil last year, says there probably won't be an attempt this year because the governor would veto it again. Epidiolex could become commercially available by late 2017. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.